Hello?
Hi, James.
Speaking?
Hi, it's Nadine. I just missed your call. Sorry.
Yes,
I went to go answer it, and I'm like, oh, man.
Just sent me your voicemail. I'm about to leave you a voicemail, but...
Oh, okay.
I got the green light, so I would love to get one.
Oh, awesome. Okay, well, let's do this then. So, let me see here.
Let me tell you one thing, though. I am currently a little busy, so can I pay you now, and can we get the setup done tomorrow, Monday, whatever works best for you guys?
Here's what we can do. I will tell you this. It's going to take me maybe 10, 15 minutes tops, okay, to do it. I can make the payment today, but I do got to at least walk you through a 90-second voice verification. And then, because we don't work Saturday and Sunday, but let me just tell you, I'm working Monday. I chose to work on Monday. So I could always call you on Monday. We finish up your notes and we schedule your client interview for Tuesday.
Because Monday I don't have anything scheduled for the same reason as Labor Day. But I do have a couple quotes to go give out. So I mean,
okay.
Monday I'm going to have a lot more free time, you know, time on my hands too.
Well, let's just verify the business information, do the 90-second voice verification, we'll process the payment. I'm going to send you the receipt and then just tell you what you could be doing over the weekend, and then I'm going to call you on Monday, okay? And then we'll just finish everything else up, okay? So let me do this. I saw an email for you. I don't know if this is where the email you want us to use. espinosapalm.treeservices@yahoo.com.
That's the one.
Okay. Right now, I'm sending you two emails, both coming from Nadine Medina at Local Splash. The first one's going to say Google and Facebook marketing. It's going to show the price is $2.99 a month, the one-time $99 setup fee. That price will never change, no matter how long you're with us. Okay?
The $2.99, right?
Yes, correct. $2.99. That's never going to change, whether you were with us 6 months or 6 years. Okay? So you're grandfathered into the rate, in other words. Now, I also sent you one that says Client Dashboard Analytics, and that one's just giving you the overview of the reporting system, James, because you're going to be able to track your results with us and not just take our word for it that the program is working, okay? So I sent you that. Now, I'm also right now going to send you another text, and this one's going to have the number to our customer service department. We're on the West Coast. We're in Cali. Whenever you have an update, a change, a question, a concern, you're going to reach out to our customer service department. We are always here Monday through Friday from 7 in the morning to 4 in the afternoon, which for you would be 9 to 6, okay, because you're ahead of us by 2 hours, I believe. Nope, wait a minute. You're ahead of us by 3. Take that back. So 10 to 7, we're always here for you, okay?
Okay.
Now, I've already sent you your login credentials, too, so you're going to have a username and password. Username is going to be your phone number. The password, let me pull it up here, is going to be all lowercase, one word. Your password is MAPPROFIT, okay? I want you to save our 877 number in your contacts under Local Splash so that way you never lose our phone number, okay?
Which 877? Okay, okay, I see it here. Hold on.
877-635-6225. You're going to save that number in your contacts under Local Splash. So
okay,
this way
you
time. Never lose it.
635. Okay.
6225.
Local.
And then you'll just follow the prompts. Uh-huh. Like when you call. So there's going to be a team dedicated to your account. So whenever you have changes, updates, questions, concerns, you're going to call the 877 number and follow the prompt. Okay? I'm going to tell you this, James, because I'm just a lead, but let's say it was an emergency. You could not wait. You can call me. I can't make the change, but I can at least get the note sent up to them like, hey, you guys need to call him right now. He's got a problem, or like he's got an emergency. Okay?
Right.
But typically, you want to reach out to the team because they're going to be handling your account, all your updates. And we do everything in-house, okay? We don't outsource it. Okay. Now, your last name, is it Espinosa as well?
No, my last name is Gamino. Jaime Gamino.
Jaime Gamino? Gamino? G-A-M-I-N-O?
Correct.
Okay. But you go by James, right?
The thing is that the market that we're in, you know, obviously it's mostly, you know, retired white people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's easier to go by James. I get it.
Yeah. They always say Jamie, and like, I don't listen to Jamie, so I'm like,
no. Okay. Gamino, G-A-M as in, like, Mary.
Michael. Mary.
Uh-huh. I-N-O, right?
Correct.
And like Nicolas, right? Okay.
Correct.
And the phone number that's going to be listed for the business is 352-408-4929, correct?
I have that one, and I have a secondary.
So on Google, there's going to be one phone number, but on the Facebook page, the website, we could put two phone numbers. What do you want for the primary?
The 4929 would be great.
And what's for the secondary phone number?
It's going to be 352-874-5472.
352-874-5472 is the secondary phone number. Now, James, we can call you, though, at the 4929, right? Is that the best number for me to reach you at, our company?
Yes.
Okay, yes. No, just wanted to make sure. Okay. All right. Now, the card that we're putting on file, whose name's on the card?
It's going to be, it's the company card. It's under Espinosa Palm and Tree Services.
Okay.
Or it's also going to be under Arnulfo Espinosa.
Okay. And Espinosa, you guys spell it with an S, right?
Correct.
Not the Z. I know the Mexicans,
correct,
we spell it with the Z. What Latino background are you? If you don't mind me asking.
We're from Campeche. We're Mexican.
Where's that? Oh, you are?
We're Mexican.
Okay.
So.
Where's Campeche at?
Over by Cancun, about six hours away from Cancun. We're coastline over there.
Oh, nice. Lucky.
Yep.
Okay.
We're fishermen.
Okay. My husband loves to fish, too. Okay, so Espinosa Palm, does it have the and on it, tree service, or is it the word and? Like the and symbol or the word and?
You can do the and symbol.
Okay, Mijo. What's the billing address for that card?
It's going to be 412 South 9th Street, N-I-N-T-H.
Yep.
And that's going to be in Leesburg, Florida,
34748. Okay.
Correct.
Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
I believe it's a Visa. Let's just double check.
Okay.
Yes, it's a Visa. And so, come on.
What's the card number?
It's gonna be 4427-3225-3690-3714.
Expiration month and year?
09/28.
And the CVV code on the back?
634.
I'm gonna put a security question. You said 634, right?
Correct.
Okay, I'm going to put a security question on the account. You could choose that it be your mother's maiden name, like her apellido de soltera antes que se casó, or it could be the city that you were born in or your first pet's name.
You can do city I was born in, McAllen.
How do you spell that? McAllen?
Yeah, McAllen, Texas.
I was just going to say, is that McAllen, Texas? Okay, perfect.
All right, yeah, from the
valley. Right. Okay. Now, I just probably need like 2 minutes, and then we'll finish the rest on Monday. So I'm going to walk you through the 90-second voice verification recording. It's going to outline the service agreement. It's an added form of protection for you that we'll send along with your invoice. When I'm walking you through it, if there's something you don't understand, you stop me and say, Nadine, what does that mean? So this way I can go back and review it with you and then rephrase it. I just want to make sure that you have a clear and firm understanding before we process your payment. Sound good?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. So I'm going to turn on the recording and it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of the order, Please state the name of the business as how you will like it to read on the first page of Google.
Espinosa Palm and Tree Services.
That's with the S at the end, right?
Correct.
No LLC, correct? You want to leave that off?
You can put LLC.
Okay. So just to confirm with you, it'll read as Espinosa Palm and Tree Services LLC, correct?
Correct. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Please state your name and title within the business.
Jaime Gamino, sales representative.
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
To get results as fast as possible, Jaime, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Okay, so as a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to local Splash. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, text messages, and emails from local Splash?
Yes.
Now, sometimes we might call you with an update. You can't just pick up the call. We understand. Respond to us with at least 24 business hours. Also, be aware, you might get other companies that are trying to call you to sell you other online products. They're not associated with us. We're not going to ask you to pay more than the $299 that you're paying monthly. Get into the habit of always asking, even when we call you, what's my security question? Because if anyone ever hangs up on you, it wasn't us calling. Okay?
Okay.
Now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
One more time?
Let me explain it first. So what we're saying here is we're not saying that you can't do other marketing. What we're saying is that before you do, just give us a call. Just say, hey, I'm thinking of doing XYZ. We're going to make sure it's not a service that we're already providing you, because we don't want you investing more money if you don't need to. Okay?
Yeah.
So that's all we're saying. If you do anything else, just let us know so we can make sure it's not a service we're already including, because it could hurt you more instead of help you and you're spending more money. So in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Could you explain that to me?
Yes. So what I'm saying here is, do you agree to give us a heads up before you do other marketing to make sure we're not already providing you that service?
Yes.
Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date, which is August 30th, 2024. In the non-refundable amount of $398. Now, Jaime, this is a two-month verbal agreement. So what that means is that your second payment will be charged on September 30th, 2024, in the discounted amount of $299. Now, once your term is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month, okay, on the 30th day, in the discounted amount of $299. However, you may pause or discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. That's the number I asked you to save in your contacts, 877-635-6225. If you choose to pause or cancel the account, please make sure that you contact us at least 3 business days before your billing is due, so that way you don't get charged. Okay?
Okay.
Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
I'm updating your package. I'm processing the payment. Now, in a few minutes, you're going to get a receipt sent both to your email, and it's also going to be sent to you in a text message. Okay? So when you get that, okay, what you're going to do to the receipt, you get the receipt, and what you're going to do is, excuse me, you're going to get the receipt. It's going to say, please click here to accept your subscription terms. You're going to click on that, okay? Then it's going to take you to a page that says Local Splash Terms of Experience. You're going to find where it says mobile phone, the two boxes underneath. You're going to check each box because one is saying that you agree to receive text messages. The other one says that you are certifying. Actually, it'll be your uncle doing this, right? But he's certifying that he's the authorized user and that it's his credit card that he provided for the payment. And then have him sign his name at the bottom, pero sin acentos, right? He's just going to type his name as it reads there, Arnulfo Espinosa. No accent marks because the system doesn't recognize it. When you click on confirm signature, then you know that it went through because it'll ask you to put a username and password. Okay? So I also sent you the email giving you the list of items that we're going to need. There's a link. You can upload them there. You can text it or you can email it to us. Whatever is easiest for you. What time can I call you on Monday? I get in at 7. If you need me to call you a little bit earlier, like say if you need me to call 8 o'clock your time, I can call you earlier. You let me know what time you want me to call you.
Let's see. Well, 7 o'clock your time is going to be 10 o'clock my time, right?
Yes. If you need me to call you earlier than that, mijo, I can.
No, that's fine.
Is that a good time for you?
I'd say your time, 8 o'clock would be fine, just to kind of give you time to get situated.
Okay. Yeah, no worries. Okay, so it'll be 11 o'clock for you then I'm going to call you on Monday. Okay?
Sounds good.
I would like to be the first to congratulate you and welcome you to our local Splash family. I am so excited for you guys. Oh, my gosh. I'm so glad we were able to talk with you. Thank you so much, Jaime, for giving us the opportunity to really help you guys grow the business and get it to that next level, okay? So I will call you 11 o'clock on Monday. I'll probably only need, like, maybe top 10 minutes, and we'll schedule your client interview for Tuesday. Okay, mijo?
Monday I'm going to have a lot more time on my hands, so we'll be able to.
Perfect.
And he said in the meantime, go through that list that you emailed me so I know what you need to be asking for.
Yes, and let me just tell you, just so that way you know ahead of time, actually, I can look at the calendar now. So because the client interview, because there's only a few of us working, so they're not doing the client interviews until Tuesday. So client interviews on Tuesday, the earliest is 10 o'clock your time, the latest is 6. And then I have times in between that. I don't know what time's going to work best for you on Tuesday for your client interview. Do you prefer something in the evening? Between 6 and 7?
Yeah, because I already have stuff scheduled for Tuesday.
Let me do this.
I should be able to get that done in the morning, so in the afternoon I should be all set.
Perfect. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to put you down for 6 to 7 o'clock on Tuesday, because there's only one appointment left, and I don't want no one to snag it from me. If you need an earlier one than that, when we talk on Monday, I can get an earlier one, but at least let me put you for that time, ya de una vez, okay? On the invite, it's going to have your uncle's name, but I put down that you're the primary contact, okay? It's just because it's his card that's on file. But I hope you have a very blessed weekend. You got big plans right now?
I gotta go give another quote at the moment. And,
oh my gosh, pobre.
we gotta get the guys paid today. It's Friday, so.
You're like, huh, it's Friday and I just got paid. All right, mijo.
I got to go pay.
Yeah, now you gotta go pay. Well, listen, I hope you have a very blessed weekend and I'm excited again to talk with you on Monday, okay?
You as well.
Many blessings to you and your family in the business.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Bye.
Bye-bye.